Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Talking about military and those armed services, just recently, I don't know if you guys knew this, talking about God's news behind the news and all of our VFN radio listeners, that there was some, Israel had some airstrikes in Gaza. And yeah, I mean, it's just, this is serious. It says, they say that, you know, the Israeli defense forces basically say they will not tolerate any attempt to harm Israeli civilians and will operate against anyone who uses terror against the state of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that Hamas terror organization is solely responsible for any terror activity emanating from the Gaza Strip. And so they had that going down in kind of that area. Mm-hmm. And then in Syria, Israel basically responded to, I believe it was a shell that came across into Israel from the conflict in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this is pretty serious. The shell failed to cause injuries or damage, but it did hit Israeli territory.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel's basically saying, look, you know, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go there. We're not going to have that. It says the shell hit as Israel suffered a barrage of missiles from Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
Putting the Israeli Defense Forces in a position of monitoring enemy fire along both the northern and the southern borders. And so, you know, this is a time where Israel is really, you know, looking at their options. I mean, mm-hmm. they're really saying that, hey, we're not going to tolerate this. Meanwhile, the UN is telling both of them, Syria and Israel, hey, let's cool out here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Israel fired a warning shot at the Syrian military for the first time since the 1973 Yom Kippur War.
Oh, wow.
So this is not something that's taken lightly, or we're just going to throw, you know, some shots over the border and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to pray. You know, you realize that, you know, it's important to have the military. It's important to honor veterans. You know, in Israel, every single person serves.
That's
every single person serves. That's what you do.
Yeah, men and women. I think they served for what, like 2 years or a year?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I think it was 4.
Oh, is it really?
I thought it was 4.
I'm not sure, but we can find out.
I was curious.
But what's interesting about that is that they all do serve.
Right.
And they that's the first thing, which gives really the nation perspective. When everyone in your country is trained with an assault rifle, when everyone in your country understands the reality of war, mm-hmm. and I would dare say that very few people in Israel take that for granted.
Right.
And we've got to definitely pray for Israel. You have Iran sitting out there that's still a huge threat. Mm-hmm. You have what's going down with Gaza and now with Syria, which has been in a year long conflict, and there's, you know, serious weapons in Syria. And the Israel's concern is that the terrorists are going to get a hold of them,
mm-hmm.
and launch an attack there on Israel. And so keep Israel in your prayer. Keep that in your concerns. We're going to continue to lift up Israel. But one thing we can't do is be anxious. And we're going to talk about anxiousness in a minute, but we can't be worried. Listen, God is the ultimate defender of Israel, and he will raise up, you know, a barrier. But it's for us to pray.
Right.
It's for us to be confident in the Lord.
Absolutely.
And not to be ignorant and be aware and support Israel by listen, there's never been a time, I think, that Israel needs more support than now.
Right.
I
mean,
there's
right,
been
exactly.
stages in that nation's history. But let me tell you, now is a critical moment that you stand boldly with Israel. Don't be a closet supporter. Stand boldly because they need your support.
Absolutely. Just as a side note, it is most citizens of Israel, they are required to serve at least 2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years?
2 to 3 years, correct.
All right, fantastic. That's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.